week of attacks on Kennedy Malloy.
It's only Monday. We've only been on for 15 minutes and you're really bugging me already.
They went after the unborn royal baby, even about where it was being born.
Frogmouth Cottage, that's where they're hanging.
Frogmouth? Wow.
Yes. That's no indication of what the baby's going to be called, by the way. Paul will look like.
Well, if it's anything like Louis, that Louis's not right.
He's that's a weird looking baby.
He's the type of kid you drop off at the hospital at 3 a.m. and then take off.
Mick went on the attack over the biggest movie in the world.
The Avengers.
Yeah, Endgame.
Do you know what? Be out of cinemas in the week.
You don't know anything about Avengers.
I do. It's all about superheroes.
Okay.
Got Superman.
No.
And he would have attacked Game of Thrones if he could see it.
People were ringing Foxtel and complaining. Hi, are you sure you've put this
have
on
properly?
Have you lit
properly? It properly?
Have you lit it properly?
Do you
know
what?
I can't see anything.
No, I'm defending them because it was a war in night. It was a nighttime war.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, it was the war of darkness.
That's right. All my films are now going to take place in complete darkness.
Yep. Mick attacked a plate full of sticky buns.
Well, you brought in 50 buns.
I did because it's Breast Cancer Network Australia. And
yeah, well, thanks, because I've just grown a couple of breasts after woofing all those buns.
Jane attacked SpongeBob at a theme park.
Trying to get the kids to meet them and they just piss off. And we go, can we have a photo with SpongeBob, and I was literally grabbing onto his sponge, saying, you've got to stay.
Hashtag me too. Yeah. Was there water coming out?
And speaking of inappropriate conduct, here's Mick talking about The Handmaid's Tale.
The chicks look hot.
Right. You like the red cape and the white hood, do you?
That is on.
Right.
On for young and old.
Oh,
I tell you what, if you popped out of the ensuite with that on... That would get all the juices flowing.
Wow.
Hello, girls.
Under his eye.
Yes. Pauline Hanson felt like she'd been attacked.
And I cop all this all the time and I'm sick of it. Absolutely sick of it. I've had Fraser Anning, I've had Brian Burston. I've had a whole list of them. David Oldford, you name them. Where are they now?
Probably down a strip club.
And Jim Jefferies was under attack from a heckler.
He got upset because I was just mildly teasing one of the security guys standing on the edge of the stage. And then he just yelled out, he goes, oh, that's a bit much, Jim. You shouldn't be mean to the staff. But the irony of the whole situation was it took about 8 staff. They actually physically had to carry him out.
Wow. Mick attacked Jane over her makeup.
Pasty. Is that a word? Macabre? Is that...
Oh.
What's the word I'm looking for? Big raccoon-y kind of eyes.
Wow. You're really throwing out the compliments.
It's called a smoky eye, you
smoky
turnip.
Eye. Right now it's a bit stinky. Eye.
With that makeup all nice, Jane had a plan of attack for Rob Thomas.
Jane's on heat.
I'm so much cooler than you think I am, Rob.
More like a date than an interview. Could we turn the lights down just a touch for Jane?
What are you doing there?
Don't muck around with stuff like that, babe.
Hey, you'll need a can of capsicum spray, Rob Thomas.
But the greatest attack this week? Well, after his stripped-back performance of a Matchbox 20 classic.
And she says, baby, if it's 3 a.m., I must be lonely.
Mick probably wasn't expecting this counterattack from Rob Thomas.
Look, not how I would have done it, but I think
understandable.
You've bought a certain charm.
But that's why I'm rich.